Good afternoon. My name is Elizabeth Dragon, and I'm the city manager for the city of Franklin. And I am here opposed to this bill. I have listened very closely to the testimony, and I have read the commentary, and I'm really struggling to understand the issue with eminent domain law that currently exists that we are trying to fix with this legislation. There have been no problems identified with the state's current eminent domain law. In fact, it's pretty clear, and it was actually crystal clear during House testimony, that this is legislation directly aimed at the Northern Pass project itself. So I ask, what problem are we trying to fix with this legislation? And if passed, what problems are we going to create that we may not have anticipated? What other projects may get caught up in this mix? In fact, today we heard from the PUC the issue of system reliability itself is one that's very complex. The PUC also provided a definition of what is a utility. A utility is a private company dedicated to a public purpose, and it's determined by the service that it provides, and that transmission lines are in fact generally considered a public utility. Eminent domain is only provided when the state has deemed a public utility project is necessary. Eminent domain is a last resort. A utility company would have to prove before the PUC the acquisition of a parcel was actually necessary to meet reasonable requirements of service to the public. There are safeguards already built in the current eminent domain process. As you've heard today, there is not only a process in place with checks and balances for eminent domain use, there's also an extensive process in place for the project this bill is aimed at stopping. As a city manager in a community that is struggling financially, we and every other town in New Hampshire should have the chance and ability to be part of this process as it goes forward. And there are months and years left in this process. We should not be short-circuited by last-minute legislation clearly aimed at stopping the project. If this bill is allowed to go through, no matter how much this project or another project might be needed and determined to be in the best interest of the greater good, one or two people could hold the project hostage knowing that eminent domain is off the table. So again, I ask you, what is the problem with the existing law we are trying to fix? Or is this really an attempt to short-circuit a well-defined process for a project that could in fact be in the best interest for the greater good? Shouldn't all communities be allowed to continue in this process? Is it really fair to short-circuit the process now? I urge you to kill this bill.
Thank you, Ms. Ray. Appreciate it.